Good morning and welcome to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Ed Ackerley. On Friday on Jump in Tucson, we talk about great success stories in Tucson, businesses and organizations that do good things in our community. Good morning, Laura. And how are you, Laura?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello, Leo. How are you?
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos
Doing
dias.
Great.
I do have to tell you that Laura helps us with Jump in Tucson accounting, and so she does our accounting for us. You do an excellent job. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
I was telling her in the green room we were a little late on filing our taxes, but I've already got my refund back and just in time for heading out of town, so thank you very much. You do great work. We appreciate it. So if you need some help with your taxes or accounting or anything like that, call Laura Vega. And Leo Garcia Services is business services. If any companies out there need some help with all sorts of things, credit card processing, even marketing, because what you're going to do is you turn around, right around, and refer them back to me. So that's a good thing. Well, we're here for an important reason. Part of Jump in Tucson is to talk about success stories of organizations that do good things in our community and help our community grow and prosper. And one of those focuses is obviously on young people who are in need of things. And so, Leo, you've done a great job, Leo and Laura, you've done a great job of building a little charity called Helpers for Children. And before we talk about the event that's coming up, let's talk a little bit about your vision and the reason why you came up with the concept of Helpers for Children.
Yes, of course. Good morning to everyone. This was born in the heart of children, you know, a child that when he was young and didn't have a pair of shoes, somebody came and gave me a pair of shoes and said, you can actually, you know, you have potential to be somebody in life. That was in Mexico where I was born. Coming here to the United States, God has been blessed us in so many different ways.
What city were you born in Mexico? Where were you? Where at?
Hermosillo, Sonora.
Sonora, sí. Mexico.
Sí. Mexico, exactamente, yeah. Yes. So, you know, coming here and seeing our communities with a lot of needs of, you know, kids that don't have only a single parent or they just, you know, in a home with no parents, just taking care of them, that really touched our hearts.
How old were you when you got to Tucson?
I was 19.
19. And one of your brothers is here. How many of your family are here now?
All of us. All of us. Like eight guys.
Eight guys.
And two girls.
Yeah. Ten,
yes.
Of you. They're all in America now. Yeah.
All in America. Yeah. They turn blue eyes. You know, we're all U.S. citizens. yeah,
you bleed red, white, and blue now, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that's great. It's good that you're here and that all 10 of you were able to make it. But
And you know, Helpers for Children has been successful. For example, this week, I can tell you that we were so happy to be able to give 24 backpacks to kids in need. We gave 26 pairs of brand new Adidas shoes to other kids. We were able to help a girl that she plays rugby. Mm-hmm. She lives with her grandma, and she didn't have registration fees for it. And this week, we were able to help her with the registration fees to, you know, to play rugby for the rest of the year. So, you know, we've seen so many successful stories with Helpers for Children.
Right.
That this is what it, you know. Yeah, give us the desire to keep doing and to keep, you know, raising money to help those children.
Well, you had a great event on Cinco de Mayo week. There was a great event downtown. I was fortunate enough to be able to take some people there and be part of that.
Yes.
And we raised some money. One of our co-hosts here on Jump in Tucson, every once in a while, Lydia Randa. I do not know how you got her to sing that song that she sang, but you made her sing that song. What's the name of that song she sang?
Si nos dejan or something like that.
Yeah. Pro, huh? pro, Perfidia.
Oh, Perfidia.
Yes. Yeah, Perfidia. Uh-huh. She sang that song. I mean, I've heard Lydia do a lot of things in her life. That was pretty impressive to hear her sing that. But that event was all to raise money for Helpers for Children, a Cinco de Mayo weekend, and that was fantastic and got a lot of support from a lot of people to help raise the money. And that's the money you use to help with the backpacks and with the
that's
rugby
correct.
Tees and so forth. So your whole vision is to try and have a way to fund helping kids. So
yes.
And Laura, you keep track of the money, right?
I do.
Yeah. And so that's an important thing with, you know, I just a quick aside, you know, I'm one of the athletic directors at the U of A. You know, I come in, Leo and I, we all go to people all the time asking for money, asking for donations. Even later today, we're going to ask for some help. And I was with lunch with him one time and I said, I feel bad about coming to you all the time with my tin cup, asking for you to support us and do things. And he said, you know, we get 100 requests a day from people at the U of A to give money, give balls, give donations, give tickets, give whatever. He says half the people, maybe more than half, and we have no idea who they are or whether or not if we give them something, if it's going to be used for what the purpose is that they said that was going to be used for. We said, we like it when someone like you comes because we know that 100% of the donation is going to go to the kids. And that's why it's nice to have Laura involved.
Exactly. And we're able to keep our overhead costs down. We have very, very little overhead costs that the majority of the money does go straight to the children.
Right.
We don't get paid.
Right. Yeah. You're like me. You run a good nonprofit organization. Mine happens to be an advertising agency. Yours happens to be Leo Garcia Services.
That's
which
correct. Yes.
we do a lot of work for the community, and that's a good thing.
Yes.
So Helpers for Children, and obviously one of the things that you're working on is building a soccer field out on 1600 West Irvington Road there. So
that's correct.
Your dream is to build a soccer field that anyone can come and use, and out that way, there's a little bit of a dearth of soccer fields for kids, especially kids with, you know, don't have the fees for a soccer club or whatever.
Right.
Exactly. So come and play with us.
Exactly. And we'll have, you know, professional trainers.
Yeah.
We want to make it, you know, very nice for the kids to feel like they are they will be in a real, you know, soccer club where they can get the training and not, you know, put their focus on some other things like gaming or things like that.
Get out and get some exercise.
Get out there and your body to exercise. And
You played soccer. You were pretty good at it, right?
Yes, I was very good. I can humbly say that I was very good.
Yeah.
So I'm very prideful of my humbleness.
Yeah. You're very humble about your humbleness, right? Yeah, I love it. Well, when we come back, we want to talk about a nice event that you guys have planned, that we're working on right now, and we'll talk about that and how people can get involved. So we'll take our first break, and we'll come back after the break and talk about Helpers for Children. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice, Tucson's only live local news and talk. We'll be back right after the break. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. We're talking today with Leo and Laura, who are with Helpers for Children. They're also one of our partners in Jump in Tucson. They help us with our accounting and keeping us straight with all the people that are advertising and sponsoring Jump in Tucson. If you'd like to do that, let us know and we'll get you hooked up. So let's talk a little bit about this golf tournament that's coming up to help raise some funds for children to build that soccer field that, Leo, you've been talking about for a couple of years now, and that dream of having that soccer field. So tell us about this event that's coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Well, first of all, let me tell you that the topic of this tournament is actually going to be a walking, it's an executive course.
Right.
There's only par threes and par fours. It's going to be at El Dorado
Golf Course.
So the title of the tournament is Fields of Dreams. And somebody that I know came up with this great idea, and that was Ed. Actually, it was his brother, but he's going to take the credit for it.
I take the credit. Bill,
I'm just kidding.
It was Bill's idea. I just take the credit
but
for all
the ideas.
But
then we have this beautiful design. If you were able to see the design, right now we're on the radio, but if you come to our website, www.helpersforchildren.com Tucsonist.org, you're going to be able to see all the information. It's going to be on Saturday, October 19th this year. Shotgun starts at 12 p.m. or noon. Dorado Golf Course, 6601 East Speedway, 85710. So you can register at helpusforchildren.org. We will have some golf carts available if somebody can't, you know, walk the whole 18, which is a very walkable course. But if you have any questions, please call me at 520-222-4739. We're going to have so many prizes. And each hole, you're going to have a challenge. We might have a couple of pros that you might challenge them to be closest to the pin. We're going to have, you know, a lot of games and raffles and silent auction. We have great, you know, items to offer. And the cost is very, very accommodating because it's only $75 per person, and that includes the gifts, includes the 18 halls, and it also includes lunch and dinner.
Right.
We're going to have great, you know, pizza oven, mm-hmm. you know, oven pizza, a mesquite oven pizza, mm-hmm. which is very good. And then we have tacos also for dinner. So please, put it on your calendar, go to the website, register. The sooner you register, the better, because it's only limited to 144 players.
Right.
So jump in.
Yeah, jump in. It's called Field of Dreams for a reason. We were talking about how could we market this to let people know what the golf tournament was for. Why are we trying to raise money for Helpers for Children? It is the Field of Dreams, and it's the dream that you've had, Leo, to
yes.
have this field, the soccer field built at right beside the church there at 1600 West Irvington. You've got the land. You just need to now have the infrastructure put in to put that field in
right.
there. And so the idea behind Field of Dreams is a play on the build it and they will come. And hopefully we'd like to have people come to the golf tournament so that we can build it. And so
yes.
it's kind of the reverse of build it and they will come. It's come so that we can build it. And so And Laura, this is important because there's going to be opportunities for people. Some people may not golf, actually.
Correct.
Yeah, but they can sponsor it by a variety of different means, right?
Yes, we have several sponsorship opportunities available, and also opportunities for businesses to come out and promote their businesses. We're going to have some booths set up on the course, and
booths are important because we have to come clean here.
Yes.
I met the two of you
That's
at
right.
a golf tournament. I was at a booth for when I was running for mayor, and you had a booth for Helpers for Children. We were right next to each other, and we met, and it was instantly a pretty meaningful relationship from
and
there.
And I felt very special because I just met
El presidente municipal de Tucson. Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. Well, so having booths is important because even at the golf tournament we were at, there were half a dozen booths and people came up, the 144 golfers come up and exchange
yes.
that. But then there's other advertising opportunities. Again, if you're not interested in playing golf, but you want to help Helpers for Children and help with building the soccer field, the Field of Dreams, then you can sponsor. You can sponsor a hole.
Correct.
They can buy a tee sign, right?
Yes, yes. We'll have signs available for sale. If they want to come out, promote their business, if they want to provide any items for the swag
right.
bags for the golfers.
So if you're like a realtor or something, you have 144
yes.
things and you want to put them in the bag,
exactly.
take that kind of stuff.
Yes,
right?
Yes. You know, either they can go to the website at helpersforchildren.org or give Leo a call at 520-222-4739.
Yeah, and then I just got a text mm-hmm. from Roman Campuzano, which
right.
you know him,
mm-hmm.
he has a insurance company, mm-hmm. and Country Financial.
Right.
He just texted us and said, I want to be a sponsor.
That's great.
For the golf tournament.
Well, so it just fantastic. Came in. Fantastic. And they can also donate some prizes. So if you're a restaurant or you're a business and you have something, or if you have something in your closet that you got at an auction before
yes.
and you haven't used it and you want to donate it to Helpers for Children, you do a great job, Laura, of putting together a silent auction. So there will be a little silent auction there for people
yes.
to bid on things. So a variety of different ways for people who don't necessarily golf but want to help build the Field of Dreams and help the young people.
So. Oh, if you have a go ahead.
I was also going to say, we also need volunteers.
Right.
So that's another opportunity
right.
that
so,
we would welcome.
And there's a lot of volunteer opportunities
yes.
because of Leo's ambitious, let's have an activity at each hole. There's got to be at
yes.
least 18 people to be sitting
that's
at those
right.
holes. So he's got a lot of volunteers he's going to lean on to try right. and help us.
And also
that.
We're looking for sponsors, companies that can sponsor a hall.
Right.
We give him, you know, from Accurately Advertising,
yeah.
we'll give him a sign of the name and phone numbers
right.
of their company.
Right.
Well, they'll get a foursome.
Right.
They'll get some goodies.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll get, a raffle ticket or something?
Yeah.
Raffle tickets, yes.
And
right.
the raffle tickets, including...
And plus in some delicious tacos and a delicious
yeah.
Mesquite-fired pizza at the
exactly,
end there.
Yes.
Which we happen to know who the chef of that wood-fired pizza
That's
is.
That's my son.
Yeah,
yes.
your son
he
is in charge.
He owns Lumbre Pizza La Leña,
yeah.
which, you know, he'll be serving that
yeah.
day.
And so that's a food truck that he has, and it's a really fancy, beautiful truck, and he makes delicious food. So I'm looking forward to the next meeting when we get to the committee gets to sample some of that delicious pizza. So I'm looking
yes.
forward to that.
Yes,
so.
Definitely.
Yeah. So it's called Field of Dreams. It's a golf tournament at El Dorado Country Club. Our good friend Chuck Stopani, who's mm-hmm. the director of golf over there, we've known Chuck for many, many years. He helps us with Coaches for Charity as well. It's a small world, 6 degrees of separation, as they say. And so lots of our friends are helping out with the Field of Dreams golf tournament. Now, some would say there are so many golf tournaments. Why should we participate in the Field of Dreams golf tournament and not the other 952 that are available throughout the year? So, Leo, why should they participate in this one as opposed to all the other millions of ones that are out there? One, because you're involved, and you're a very special person.
Yes,
so.
And you too.
Okay, there
so
you go.
You've been a stud in Tucson, you know,
yeah.
for many years.
For at least 2 or 3 months, yeah. yeah. But why this tournament, and why should people actually help you and get involved?
Because we can make a difference in a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the proceeds that we get from this tournament, it will touch not only, you know, physically to, you know, to the kid that is in need, but also spiritually.
Right.
You know, we believe, you know, I've been a pastor for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
I've, you know, we've been able to touch a lot of hearts of children. And over 30 years, I've got people that I met 30 years ago when they were a child,
mm-hmm.
and now they're great citizens. They're serving in their communities. You know, they're doing a lot of good things for other people. And so you never know, you know, when you have a resource and you use it to touch the hearts of people. And that has been my prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for the children as they go to school, for them to be, you know, to be provided for anything that they need, so they can have food. But for me, it goes even farther than that. It goes, my prayer is to touch and to protect the hearts of the children. There's a lot of bad information, a lot of, you know, in the teaching, there's a lot of things that are, you know, changing the lives of children to go away from God and away from the natural way of living that God has given us. So to touch a heart of our children, so anybody that plays in this tournament is being going to be a part of touching somebody's heart out there that needs to be loved and that needs to have a message that would make a difference in the whole future.
That's fantastic. That's a good reason to be involved in the Helpers for Children Field of Dreams Golf Tournament, which will be on Saturday, October 19th at El Dorado at 12 noon. So Again, if people want to get involved, what is the website? Laura, can you tell us what the website is?
Yes, it's helpersforchildren.org.
Okay, and if they want to call Leo right now, like Roman just did, and text him and send him, what's his phone number?
Blow up his phone, 520-222-4739.
Great. Well, we really appreciate what you both do for the community. What you do for Jump In Tucson has been exceptionally helpful. Bill and I are sitting here thanking ourselves that we don't have to do the accounting that Laura does for us, which is we have a hard enough time trying to keep Ackerley Advertising afloat, let alone trying to keep the radio show in the right shape. So thank you for what you do. Thank you for doing the Field of Dreams and the golf tournament. We'll have you back once or twice more before the tournament to see if some people can assist. Pastor, God bless you, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you so
Leo
much.
Leo Garcia and Laura Vega, Helpers for Children. If you want to help out, check it out and see if you can help us build the Field of Dreams. We'll be back after the break.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. In the studio with me now is, as always, my brother, Bill Ackerley. Good morning, William.
Good morning, Ed.
Thanks for being here at so bright and early on a Friday morning.
Right. Nice to be here.
And so Ackerley Advertising was instrumental 15 years ago in getting working with Janet Hare and getting Coaches for Charity together and putting together the first couple of events in the first couple of years. We had a couple of golf tournaments. We called them friend-raising tournaments, not fundraising tournaments, because we were just getting started. We had lots of people like Rob Gronkowski and Ricky Hundley and Lamont Hundley and so forth. And we played some golf out at Lodge at Ventana Canyon, the Ventana Golf Course. And then we helped Herman House take over the MLK basketball tournament. And that's where our good friend Brian Wilson, who is a fellow Palo Verde Titan. We all went to Palo Verde. I went to school with your brother. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for all you have done over the years for Coaches for Charity. Of one of your big events that you do a lot of work on is our MLK tournament. Tell us a little bit about that tournament before we get into what we're going to talk about. So tell us a little bit about the Martin Luther King basketball tournament.
Yeah, so the Martin Luther King tournament takes place every year at the University of Arizona at McHale Center. It's an opportunity for some high school boys and girls to play on a college basketball court. Most of these kids, as you well know, will not play after high school, but playing in the MLK class, it gives them an opportunity to compete in an arena, you know, that they see on TV all the time, and just to have that experience. A lot of kids go away with a really good feeling after having the opportunity to shoot free throws or bust a three on the McHale Center floor. So
that's great. And Bill, one of the other events that we have that we help I think they're in the 47th year now. Is the Rothschild Cougar Classic. A similar experience there for elementary and middle school kids.
Right. Our good friend Dale Lopez has been the director of that tournament for over four decades. He started it when he was 16 years old. It's grown to be so big. There's usually over 40 schools involved. They end up playing at three different high schools in the area over the course of three Saturdays. And so it's a great chance for those kids who many may not play in high school, get a chance to come onto the high school gyms, play with the wooden floors, the scoreboards, and also the high school and college level officials that officiate the games. It's not just a couple of parents out there.
And many of those elementary school kids are playing on cement courts outside. And so to get into an arena and play at a high school is really cool for them.
Yeah.
And then we had just had the bowl-a-thon in June. We do the bowl-a-thon. You do that along with JJ.
Right.
And that's a big event that raises money.
Yeah, right. When I got JJ involved, that's Dale's son, Alejandro. He said, yeah, I'll help out with that, but I'd like to have it be for donating equipment to elementary schools, because he's right in the mix and sees how some of these schools, the coaches are the ones that are paying for everything. And every year we have a bowl-a-thon now. We've done it for 3 years, and we raise a couple $1,000 to give to an individual school that kickstarts their sports
and
program.
This year we gave the check to Gale Elementary, which is a school that needed some help with some equipment, so that's good. And then, Brian, I don't think you've seen a football game at the Arizona Stadium for the last 20 years because you're so busy down there with the tailgate parties. You have another alter ego where you do some work in the tailgate area down at the U of A for U of A football games and so forth. But Coaches for Charity does assist with the Arizona Bowl and does some hospitality. So that's another one of the things we do.
Absolutely. It's an opportunity, again, for us to get out and get a little name recognition and to raise funds.
Right.
For some of the scholarship opportunities that we do provide for some of the youth here.
We just got a check this week from our friends at the Arizona Bowl two days ago.
Right.
Janet and Cassidy were there, and they were able to pick up a check, a donation from last year's game. Well, I guess it's this year's game. The game that happened over the New Year's Eve holiday, and we were one of the charities that was able to get a donation from the bowl game. So when they say they give the money back, they do, because Coaches for Charity was a beneficiary of some of that, so that's great. Well, Coaches for Charity is great. Besides all the other things you do, you're a basketball coach at Cholla High School. So talk a little bit about how's your team looking so far this year?
We're still very young. A couple years ago, we had 9 freshmen and couple sophomores, a couple juniors, and a senior. So just trying to regrow the program there. Haven't had a lot of participation with the girls program.
Right.
So basically starting from scratch. But, with the changes this year, I think we'll have an opportunity to experience a lot more success than we have over the last couple of years.
I have to tell you, and quite honestly, I was addicted to the Caitlin Clark Reese phenomena this year. I don't normally seek out women's college basketball games and or NBA, WNBA games, but I do have to say that I was kind of addicted to seeing those. What has that done? That's brought some highlight, along with the Olympics, has brought some highlight to sporting events again. One of the benefits of the Olympics and big things like Caitlin Clark coming on the scene, it does inspire young people to want to come out and play. So hopefully you'll get some more girls to want to come out and be the next Caitlin Clark or the next Reese or the next Diana Taurasi, get them to come out and be part of your program. So,
right, I have a few of those. I just need more.
Yeah. Recruiting is always difficult, isn't
it?
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about Coaches for Charity, but I wanted to ask you one question that, before we get into our kickoff classic here, one very important question. Why are you involved in Coaches for Charity? Why have you devoted so many years and so much time? And I'm looking out in the hallway here, and I see Bobby Carnegie out in the hallway. He's a salesperson here at the stations, and his son was one of the players in the kickoff classic, and Bobby's been very, very supportive. And we just mentioned Chuck Stopani's name, who's the director of golf at Dorado Country Club. He's been very involved in the MLK tournament with us. Why are you involved, Brian Wilson, and how come you're involved in Coaches for Charity?
Well, Coaches for Charity for me is it's an opportunity for me to give back. Through athletics, I was able to do a lot of things that, probably I would not have had those opportunities. It allowed me to, go to school and have some traveling and play a little semi-pro ball. Right. So
people can't see you on the radio, but you're about 6'9", and you still have that physique of an incredible athlete. You and your brother, I played football with your brother Artris, so we called him Bucci, and he was an incredible athlete. You too followed in his footsteps. You were an incredible athlete in high school and on beyond that. And so we're glad you're involved in Coaches for Charity. It's been really, really positive.
Yeah, it's been an honor for me to be involved as well. But like I said, just to give back, it's an opportunity to work with youth and explain to them that, I'm really big on the student athlete model. A lot of kids who participate in extracurricular sports or activities at the high school level are not aware of what that model really is.
Right.
It's really books first and then your athletics. So if you can kill it in the classroom and on the field of play, then the world opens its doors to you. It gives you a lot more opportunities than, if you're just a regular student.
One of the coaches that has participated very often, he's now at CDO, but he was the coach at Saguaro, and I was the president of the football booster club. And He was with a bunch of seniors and junior parents in the big auditorium, and they were all coming up and saying that, you know, my little son is the best player ever. He needs to start every game and be involved, and he's the greatest ever, blah, 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 you know, and you just get a... And so he and I were walking over to the freshman orientation where the freshman team was getting, and he walked in, and he said this. He said, I just came from the varsity and junior varsity where they, you know, every parent came up to me and told me their kid was the greatest and they were going to go on to the NFL and you know, they need a scholarship to college. And he says, I'm going to tell you something. I can tell you right now as freshmen how you can, how your son can have his pick of any college in America and play on any team that he wants to play in America. They're all, you know, we're all listening intently, and he said, get straight A's in the classroom.
There it is.
The most important thing you can do as a student athlete is get your academics done.
Without question.
And if you get straight A's, then you'll have colleges all across the nation clamoring for you to give you a scholarship, and then you can go play some football on top of that. Don't do it in reverse order. And so
right. This
is good, that the focus on academics, and that's kind of what we do at Coaches for Charity. Healthy lifestyles, good academics, and try and be something bigger than yourself and try to give back. And athletics gives us that opportunity to
do
that.
Without question.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk when we come back about our most famous event, I would say. I say MLK is a pretty big event because we get a lot of media action on that. But our kickoff classic has been a fantastic thing. It's the high school football kickoff classic. So when we come back after the break, we'll talk about what's happening this year for the kickoff classic and what we're going to do to honor student athletes in TUSD and in the Valley, as you say. So you're listening to Jump in Tucson, and we're talking with Brian Wilson and Bill Ackerley, two of the principals and coaches for charity. And we come back after the break, we'll talk about the Coaches for Charity Kickoff Classic. Thanks for jumping in. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This morning we're speaking with Brian Wilson, the great coach of women's basketball at Cholla High School. Great record so far this year. You're 0-0 because you haven't started yet, right?
We're undefeated.
Undefeated,
right?
Yeah. Undefeated. And Bill Ackerley, of course, from Ackerley Advertising, the artistic director, as he calls himself, the production director at Ackerley Advertising. We have a charity that we've had for 15 years called Coaches for Charity. We focus on healthy lifestyles for student athletes and the community, and we raise money year-round for events like the MLK Basketball Tournament, the Roscrooge Cougar Classic, the Bowl-a-thon, the Arizona Bowl. We get involved in that, so we're constantly out there doing fun things. I guess our biggest event that we have is something we call the Kickoff Classic, which is a football game, high school football game. It's called the Kickoff Classic. So let's talk, who are the teams this year, Brian, and who's going to be playing in the Kickoff Classic?
So this year's matchup will feature Saguaro versus Sabino, an east side rivalry.
Yeah,
a lot of those kids go to middle school and elementary together and then end up, you know, kind of going their separate ways and turning it into a serious rivalry.
Yeah, so that game will be played on Friday, the 30th of August at 7 o'clock at Sabino High School. And so it'll be the focus game for our Saguaro High School and Sabino High School, who have played in the Kickoff Classic a couple of times now over the last 12 years, and they've been a featured game. It's just such a great rivalry. It's hard not to pick that game because
right.
of how great it is. So, Bill, let's talk a little bit about how people can support the program and what they can do. So one of the things is you develop a really special commemorative program that the students get to have in their portfolio for years to come. Talk to us about how businesses can support the Kickoff Classic by buying an ad in the program.
Yeah, we do a really quality program for the event, and it's printed at the Tucson Unified School District print shop, so we help their effort out as well by having it printed there. But businesses can buy an ad in the program.
Parents and grandparents could even, you know.
Right. We have one of the features is called a scholarship line. And for $25, you can put a well wish in the program for a student athlete or even one of the band members or the cheerleaders or whoever's participating in the event that night. But businesses mainly who want to support Coaches for Charity buy display ads in the program, and we have them at pretty good price rate and range.
We're getting pretty close here, so they got to turn that around fairly quickly. They can go online and buy an ad online, right?
Right. Go to coachesforcharity.org, and one of the menu items up on top is Kickoff Classic. If you click on that, it'll go right to a page where there are a couple of ways you can support, but the top one is click on the button, I'd like to buy an ad in the program.
So one of the things we do, we did last year and we'll do again this year, is to feed the teams. So both teams get a boxed meal after the event. And so we're looking for sponsors for that. So, Brian, I guess we're just looking for money for that, right?
Yeah, literally. Either you can make a financial donation, or if you are a caterer,
right,
or someone who prepares large meals for large groups,
right,
we'd welcome the opportunity to work with you to help us provide those box lunches for the players.
That's all part of that that bowl-like experience that they get, to have them get something special. If you ever been out at the U of A and see the visiting team will come out of the locker room after they've showered and are going to get on their buses. They all get a boxed lunch. It might be 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, but they're still getting a big old boxed lunch and taking it to the bus. And that's kind of the experience we give to these students, is give them something special along with media attention and some focus.
So, I'd like to do a direct ask. If you go to that same website, there's a button there that you can click on, buy a lunch for one of the players, and it's $10 to,
right,
to buy a lunch, and then we have different levels. You can give as much as you want, but you can actually buy 60 box lunches for $600. But it's right there on the website, and you can use your credit card on the website and help us out by.
And we sometimes feed the cheer team, the cheer squad, and the palm line and that stuff, and the trainers, and which, as Brian, the trainers are as important as the team.
Absolutely.
You can't play the game without the equipment and all the stuff going. So, and then of course they've got each team has a dozen coaches that are participating. So we have to provide a couple hundred lunches here or dinners for these teams. So if you'd like to give us $10 and sponsor, or give us $60 and sponsor 6, or give us $600 and sponsor 100, that would be great. While we're talking about asking for money, I would be remiss if I didn't say that Coaches for Charity, one of the most quiet things that we do, but one of the things that we ask the community to engage in, is giving away Thanksgiving boxes. So we have 6 schools this year, 6 elementary and middle schools. We have Santa Cruz, St. John's, Utterback Middle School, Apollo Middle School, Mission View Elementary, and Ochoa Community School down in South Tucson. What we do is we're providing 25 Thanksgiving boxes. Our friend John Hone from the Gap Ministries and his crew prepares 150 meals for us, and we are taking those down by truck to Wednesday before Thanksgiving and distributing 25 to each school. How does this work? Well, we'll talk about this in a future show, but the principals and their community service people identify 25 families that need some help. And Coaches for Charity has quietly, the last couple of years, been providing those meals. And so how we do it is I ask my friends to donate $35 a box. So that's another thing that's on the website right now. Bill, we'll be talking about that a lot between now and Thanksgiving. But if you want to donate to the Thanksgiving Project, that would be great too. So.
Right.
And that's on the website, and you'll have a button for that at the top of the page later today.
Right. It's on the website now, but I'll make sure it gets onto the top of the menu.
Right.
So it'll be easy access. It's if you're looking for it right now, it's under the What We Do section.
But we'll move that to the top line there for it. So Brian, this is really important. Coaches for Charity does good work in the community. We're multifaceted. We have lots of different things going on. Coaches for Charity has been a good charity for students and student athletes and their families in Tucson.
Absolutely. The MLK Classic obviously is one of the things we do that's near and dear to my heart. And the thing that I really like about that is there's an academic piece to that,
right,
where we have an essay writing contest, and that's how scholarships are awarded.
Right.
So we have these students not only come to the court and play basketball, but they also, have to use their brains a bit to submit an essay in order to achieve to receive the scholarship. So,
and one of the things we do at the Kickoff Classic is we have the schools nominate one of their really important faculty members or mentors, or typically it's somebody that has devoted many years to helping the students achieve their success. And so we give out between the first and second quarter and the third and fourth quarter, there's one significant person, whether that be a support staff, or whether that be a manager, whether that be a teacher, or whoever, an administrator, the school recognizes somebody for the emulating this giving back to the community and for the years of service. So that's a nice little feature as well.
Right. Yes. It's been interesting because that's been everyone from a superintendent of a school district all the way down to the chain gang that's been doing the chain gang for a team for many, many years. So it's all levels of support that we salute with that signature coach, it's called.
Right. It was called a signature coach award. And the idea is that we recognize somebody that's made a significant difference in students' lives. And that's a good thing. So, Brian, we appreciate what you, Brian Wilson, with Professional Bartenders and head coach of the women's basketball team at Troya High School, we appreciate what you do for Coaches for Charity and continue to do, and all the good things that you do. And Bill, you've provided a lot of support. We appreciate that too. If you'd like to be on Jump in Tucson, go to jumpintucson.com and let us know, and maybe you could be on the air, live on the air. Jump in Tucson, broadcast from Bustos Media and KVOI 10:30 a.m. Thank you for listening, and hope that you will jump in Tucson.